The Shrine of St. Elizabeth Ann Seton and Our Lady of the Rosary Chapel is located in downtown Manhattan at number 7 State Street. The shrine and chapel are across the street from the Staten Island Ferry and Battery Park, right at the tip of downtown Manhattan. Now, this area is very historical. It's where New York City began.
Hello, I'm Dolores Nolan, your virtual tour guide for Saints of New York.
The subway lines you can take near the shrine downtown are the W or R to Whitehall Street, the 4 or 5 to Bowling Green, and the 1 or 9 to South Ferry. You can also take Manhattan City buses M6 or M15. If you're driving, go visit hopstop.com or mapquest.com for directions. Number 7 State Street is a New York City treasure that predates the 19th century. Back then, State Street was a fashionable address, lined with houses similar to Number 7, and they were occupied by New York City high society. At one time, it was owned by a successful merchant, James Watson, and was referred to as the Watson House. It has a curved portico, and it's said that the columns on the upper level are actually ship masts. The memory of St. Elizabeth Ann Seton is served by the Shrine Church of Our Lady of the Rosary. St. Elizabeth Ann Seton is the first American-born saint. She founded the parochial school system in the United States and the first religious order for women in America, the Sisters of Charity. She was born Elizabeth Ann Bailey in New York on August 28, 1774. Now, this was 2 years before the Declaration of Independence and the start of the Revolutionary War. Elizabeth was the second of three children, all girls, to Dr. and Mrs. Richard Bailey. They lived on State Street when it was under siege by the British. The Baileys were a prominent and staunch Episcopalian New York family. In fact, Elizabeth's mother was the daughter of the Episcopalian rector of St. Andrew's Church on Staten Island. Growing up, Elizabeth was always spiritual, devout, loving, and charitable towards others, thanks to the example of her humanitarian father. In fact, Bailey Seton Hospital stood for many years in their honor on Staten Island. She had a fine education, typical for young ladies of high society. Her father's library enriched her love of history and religious literature. Elizabeth was influenced by Imitation of Christ and the Bible. It's said that she adopted many Catholic practices like wearing a crucifix, bowing her head at the name of Jesus, and praying to her guardian angel. In 1794, when she was 19, Elizabeth married William McGee Seton, a very wealthy merchant. Within 8 years, they had 5 children, 3 girls and 2 boys. Our Lady of the Rosary Chapel is built on the site of one of their homes. The Setons lived here from 1801 to 1803, and their youngest child, Rebecca, was born here. I find the interior of the chapel to be federal in design and a quiet sanctuary from the hustle and bustle of the financial district of downtown Manhattan. The chapel where Mass is celebrated used to be the ballroom. I'm particularly moved by the loving depiction of Elizabeth's life, simple drawings framed and displayed in a sunny front alcove with a bronze statue of Mother Seton and Child as the centerpiece. You'll be captivated by the 6-panel delicate stained glass over the altar. It's an homage to the life of the first American-born saint. And hers was a life filled with early losses and later on many hardships. Her mother died when Elizabeth was 3. When she was a young wife and mother, she tragically lost her father to yellow fever, contracted from the Irish immigrants he was treating. As she matured, her diary and writings reflect a deepening spirituality. Elizabeth faithfully attended services at Trinity Episcopal Church at the intersection of Broadway and Wall Street. In 1803, Elizabeth's husband contracted tuberculosis, and his business went bankrupt. The couple was advised to visit Italy, in the hope that the sea voyage and climate of Italy would improve William's health. The plan was to stay with business friends, the wealthy Felici family. They could afford to take only 1 child with them, so they took their oldest, Anna Maria. Now, the journey was long and arduous, and William's health continued to decline, and he died very soon after they arrived in Italy and was buried in Pisa. The Felicis took the grieving Elizabeth and Anna into their home and cared for them through this difficult time. The Felicis' brothers Filippo and Antonio, and Antonio's wife Amabilia, were devout Catholics. Their example of intense faith touched Elizabeth deeply. Their days began with the Mass, and each day they recited the Rosary. Elizabeth really derived much comfort in this Roman Catholic home. She learned much about the Catholic faith from the Felicis and felt drawn to the Catholic belief in the real presence of Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament. Devotion to Mary and the Catholic Church could be traced back to Christ and the 12 Apostles. When she finally returned to New York City to be reunited with her other four children, her beloved sister-in-law Rebecca died. Now widowed and impoverished, she had to provide for her family, so she decided to open a small school. And also at this time, she was wrestling with the idea of becoming a Roman Catholic. When she finally made her decision, Elizabeth was received into the Roman Catholic Church on March 14, 1805, at St. Peter's on Barclay Street, the oldest Roman Catholic parish in New York City. Elizabeth was now 30 years old. But her decision to convert to Catholicism cost her dearly. In protest, parents of her students withdrew her children from her school. She was ostracized by New York society and was forced to move to Baltimore to support her family. The president of St. Mary's Seminary in Baltimore invited her to open a school for girls down there. The school opened in June of 1808 and was very successful. The women who joined her, two of them were her surviving sisters-in-law, Cecilia and Harriet, to run the school formed a religious community, the Sisters of Charity. They elected Elizabeth as their superior, and from then on, Elizabeth was known as Mother Seton, and she adopted the simple black habit and signature black bonnet. Thanks to the generosity of a wealthy seminarian, a farm in Emmitsburg, Maryland, was purchased for the Sisters of Charity. Under the authority of Archbishop Carroll of Baltimore and the local parish priest, the founding of the American parochial system dates from February 20, 1810, when the first classes were held in the buildings of the sisters' new home. The school was free and open to boys and girls. And thanks to the Christian charity of Charlotte Grace O'Brien, a Protestant and daughter of the Irish patriot and rebel William Smith O'Brien, Our Lady of the Rosary Chapel was founded in 1883, originally as a mission to serve as a place of welcome and orientation for the many immigrant women from Ireland. At that time, Castle Garden, across the street in Battery Park, was the landing depot for immigrants. The present church shrine was built in 1962 in honor of Mother Seton. It was dedicated by Cardinal Spellman on the occasion of her beatification, March 17, 1963, by Pope John XXIII. She was canonized in Rome by Pope Paul VI on September 14, 1975. St. Elizabeth Ann Seton's feast day is January 4th, the anniversary of her death. Mother Seton was only 46 when she followed her mother, her father, her husband, her three sisters-in-law, her oldest child, Anna Maria, and her youngest child, little Rebecca, into eternity on January 4th, 1821. Her last word was Jesus. As you leave the shrine and chapel, after lighting a candle and saying a prayer, I'm sure, take a look at the site right next door. It's number 17 State Street. It's one of my favorite buildings in New York City. Built in 1988, it's a glassy, sleek structure with a graceful curve that respectfully responds to its location right at the tip of Manhattan Island. You see the open space that extends behind the shrine? Nestled back there is New York on Earth City Archaeology, a program of the Seaport Museum. Don't miss the plaque on the wall. It commemorates number 6 Pearl Street, the birthplace of Herman Melville, author of Moby Dick. I hope you have enjoyed this story about Elizabeth Ann Seton. She was a daughter, a wife, a mother, a teacher, and a saint.